It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got them right where we want them.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Friday. What's going on? Good Friday.
A little smoggy out there.
A little smoggy, yeah.
It's hot, steamy.
Well, is that smog or just...
I think it's smoke. I think we got the wildfire smoke.
Yeah.
It was a little rough out there.
Because smog is like...
Smog would be like pollutants. Well, I guess this is natural pollutants.
Yeah.
By the way, I learned something listening to my favorite. Hey, that's my thing. Like, I went outside today and I was riding this morning and I did have someone mention to me about the air quality. And I was like, dude, this air, like in my lungs, that's like the 19th worst thing that I'm doing to myself on any given day. So I'm fine.
Let's take a look at the air quality.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but... You know, I didn't feel like I was like, you know, sucking on charcoal or something.
Before you get to your hot point.
Yeah. Well, I had a hot fact. I learned something today listening to my favorite noon to three show, and I was blown away by it.
Danny and Dusty. What's that?
So, you know, the smoke is, we got some wildfires burning because that's...
Oh, is it the bird thing?
Yeah.
I heard that too.
44 wildfires have been set ablaze in the last 4 years due to birds catching on fire and plummeting to the ground. The avian, what do they call it? Avian, what was the term they used? It was a group, Russ said it was going to be his punk band name. Like avian ignition is what they call it. So like birds flying to high power lines, burst into flames, plummet to the ground, catching on fire. 10 a year. 10 plus wildfires
a year. So do we need to eradicate the birds then?
I feel like we need more windmills. Isn't that what Trump says, that the windmills are destroying the birds? Turns out the birds are destroying us. We're not raking the forest, and no one's prepared for flaming birds. Look, you imagine losing your house and everything you own to a wildfire, and you're like, what was the cause of the wildfire? And you're like, bird strike. Just some sparrow. Some sparrow bursts into flames. Drops to the ground in a meteoric ball of fire. Next thing you know, you're homeless.
It is definitely not something I thought would have started many fires.
No. I didn't think it was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Turns According out to thing. Danny and Dusty.
Well, that and the Jewish space laser, which we all know. I mean, that. I don't even want to know the number of fires that is accounted for, but, you know,
I have
between
a little
the
thing
two of them.
About wildfires this year in particular, I've been reading that it's the worst wildfire year ever.
Is it?
Like overall?
I've been reading that.
Boy, is
here.
I may be wrong,
here.
But I feel like this has been a relatively tame, at least from
okay,
my
so here's what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
is I've been
me.
Reading that it's the worst wildfire year ever, or one of the worst, whatever.
Sure.
And yet we really haven't had any smoke.
Not really.
At least in Portland.
No.
Until now. And now is like after a bunch of rain.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of confused about where the smoke is coming from, because they're not really talking about wildfires anymore.
I feel like normally, like every summer, it's like, oh my God, the West Coast is on fire, and I wake up and I've got Flash Gordon sun. I had that this morning.
And occasionally it's like barreling down right on Portland and we all freak out.
Yeah.
This year, you know, and the fires, you know, they're all over.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any that close to us. But usually the smoke comes in, like, you know where the smoke is coming from.
Sure.
I haven't heard them talk about a particular fire in this smoke yet. And we had a bunch of thunderstorms.
Yeah, normally we get...
So I don't know.
Normally there's like a celebrity fire. Like one catches a lot of... Like there's a name behind it.
Yeah.
And then like it's got a lot of positive
PR. Well,
we had that.
Yeah. But that was earlier.
Yeah.
And then we had a bunch of rain. And we moved into September and we're all like, okay, so we're winding down the wildfire season. And now all of a sudden we've got a bunch of smoke and it's 100 degrees and birds are dying. Yeah. I don't understand.
I couldn't tell you where the big fire is burning. What, wherever this smoke is coming from, I don't know.
I don't either.
But I will tell you that the sun was a nice blood red this morning, and it was a little like, ooh, what's happening there?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I kind of like this. I like the smell of it, and I don't mind the haziness.
Yeah.
And I know it's killing me, but so is everything else.
Exactly.
So I just, I don't know. I'm kind of a wildfire smoke guy.
I do.
Big wildfire smoke guy.
This is my thing. And then I don't want to be a hypocrite. You know, I ask for honesty in my arguments. And if you are going to have a disingenuous argument, just own it. And I can appreciate that because my hypocrisy knows no bounds.
That's one of the first things you ever said on the show. I remember that.
Yes.
When Ian Furness brought you on for the very first segment of your very first show, you were talking about you.
Yeah.
And you said, here's what you need to know about me. My hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Exactly. I love it when someone says something and then they try to do a what about. Well, you said this. And I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely, I believe that. And they're like, well, that's opposite over here. And I'm like, yeah, what's the point? Like, I think this thing, I think this thing over here. I don't care if they're independent of one another. I'm a big believer of that. So here's my thing. When it comes to the wildfire smoke, do you know the amount of times I sit in my backyard and I light, and I don't have like a fancy smokeless fire pit. I have a big stone, you know, pit. I throw the logs in there, sometimes with gasoline. I light that thing up, and then I smoke a cigar while drinking whiskey. And that thing just for like the next 4 hours is just blowing right in my face, and I don't move.
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And by the time I'm done, I don't even want to know the amount of smoke that I have inhaled. And now you're going to tell me that like being outside when the air quality is a little bad, come on.
Well, right. It's like we all enjoy a great campfire.
Yeah.
And then the deadly campfire comes and we're not supposed to side enjoy it.
Exactly.
Well, do you want to stand next to the campfire for like an hour?
I'm talking about the smell.
I sit in front of one for 5 or 6 hours till eventually I probably pass out in my chair and then stumble my way back in and pull an aha video on my way up to the bedroom. My point is, I'm just not going to, I don't want the world to be on fire, but I'm with you. There are times when I wake up in the morning and there is a fire burn. I'm like, kind of like that. Like I'll open up the door, sliding glass door, and the BTJ hates it, but you open up that door a little bit. And then in the morning, my entire bedroom smells.
It's like a candle,
like wildfire. And it's amazing. If they made a cologne that was wildfire, I'd give it a couple spritzes.
I'm sure they do.
It's a great smell. That being said, anyone that lost their home, life, pets, wildfires are terrible.
Qualifier.
But I like the smell.
But if you can't, I mean, come on, it's just being honest. If you like the smell of a campfire, when the wildfire smoke rolls around, you're like, I'm not supposed to say that. Well, we're going to say it.
Exactly.
Courage.
That being said, I don't also want birds plummeting to their death in balls of flame. But if there is going to be a wildfire started, that is by far the most interesting way that one could start. I didn't know we had aviation ignition on a regular basis.
So the Vancouver Ford text line is telling us that this is the worst ever wildfire season in terms of total acreage burned. But many of the fires have been out in eastern Oregon. A lot of just grasslands. And there haven't been as many fires in the Cascade Ranges.
All right.
So, and that's why we haven't had, but again, that doesn't answer the, where is this smoke coming from?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you, but it's there. It's absolutely there.
I also kind of like it when you know, like when you wear, like say a sweatshirt by a campfire and you don't wash it and then you go back to it, maybe even a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later and you've got that campfire smell.
I have a blanket that I bartered for in Mexico. I made a deal with a guy in some back alley in Todos Santos, and it's this fantastic kick-ass blanket. And I don't think I've had that now for God, probably 15 years. I've never washed it, and it has a smell that you will either, and it just sits over the back of one of my chairs, and it's my campfire blanket. When I go outside and it gets a little chilly, I wrap that around me and I'm good to go. It is so pungent, and yet I love that smell. It's funny you mention that. And all the time I've had so many people be like, are you going to wash that? I'm like, don't you dare. There is a decade plus that has gone into that wonderful scent. That thing has been cultivated and created for years. All of those things. Yeah, you got to leave that alone.
Bounce dryer sheets are great.
Yeah.
Wildfire smoke, or I mean, sorry, campfire smoke,
yeah,
better.
Even better. It's just funny
you mentioned
that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I get so much hell for that blanket.
So, guys, you know, I got to mention one other thing before we start sports in here today.
Oh, yeah, we got football.
Yeah, we do. Joey Harrington's coming on today.
That was a great sports ball game last night.
Oh, man, I loved it.
Dude, sports ball is sometimes the best, and that...
I just want to hug and kiss the NFL and maybe...
Can we tell the Ravens, though, to stop being little bitches?
Maybe touch it. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
But, well, here's one thing that I want to mention, and I don't understand this, and maybe Schultzy will be able to help me with this. You know who catches an S-ton of strays when he's out?
What?
Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
On our Vancouver Ford text line,
oh, yeah,
the listeners get on him when he's not here because... You know, sometimes like the YouTube, it has to do with technical stuff that I know nothing about, but like the YouTube stream and this and that. Schultzy, what is going on that Buckley, like the listeners, some of them think Buckley does nothing in there.
Yeah, which obviously isn't true because, I mean, just to.
Well, he's always telling us how busy he is. I don't think he is, but is he? Is that hard? What are you doing? What buttons are you pushing? Why do they like you so much more than our dear friend Ryan Buckley?
I don't know. Buck's awesome. I'm in here just trying to bust my ass, hitting the buttons. I thought the same as Buck.
You know what Schultzy's doing right now? Schultzy is doing the aw shucks, but in his mind, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good moment for you, because I'm telling you.
He's crowded up a little bit right now.
The listeners, and maybe it's just the YouTube thing. I don't know. I think Buckley resents the YouTube stream.
I think Buckley resents a lot of things.
Well,
look, can we cut through some BS? Can we be honest for a second?
I don't think we should, but okay.
All right, let's do it.
I love that. I mean, that's what we do here.
I love me some Ryan Buckley.
Yeah.
Big fan of Ryan Buckley.
Me too.
But herein lies the slight difference between the great Jordan Schultz. Schultzy is very excited, and it's because he's not here every day. If he was here every day, it would beat him down. Schultzy comes in, there is an enthusiasm for one Jordan Schultz. He is excited. Look at him. He's fired up. He's wearing double Mariner gear.
Damn,
he's
right.
Got his gym teacher glasses. He's ready to go. Buckley rolls in there, and it's just like,
well,
really?
Buckley's dealing with two little kids.
Exactly. He's two little kids. He's sitting in there. He's dealing with us. Buckley has been beaten down by life. Schultzy has yet. Like, and he should be beaten down by life,
yes,
but he won't.
No, I refused to submit.
Schultzy's like, I didn't hear no bell. He just gets up and keeps balboaing that son of a gun every time.
Well, hey, the best ability is availability, right? So you keep showing up, and maybe
that's
you'll get a show sometime.
Rock on.
Yeah! I think people catch that. I think people catch the enthusiasm.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a genuine love for radio, I think, too. It's this old, you know,
Schultzy's
medium.
Schultzy's weird like that. So. He really likes
it. He loves it.
He loves
it. Buckley's like, it's creepy. How many more years do I have to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
rocking you on a Friday.
Buckley is just
counting
down the days until his rich wife and dad come to him and be like, look, you're not doing this anymore. Stay home and take care of the kids. Schultzy's counting down the day until, like, I have a massive coronary on the air, and they're like, what do we do? And Schultzy just Van Dams the door and steps over my dead corpse and is like, I'm ready.
So here, look at that. Look at that last text. This guy wants to call in and explain. And that's not going to happen.
No.
But,
no.
I mean, look.
No, you're not calling in.
I'm not saying I don't believe you, but, like, what? He said, go back and listen to any show. Buckley's terrible, but not on. He's not talking about on the mic. Like, what is he talking about?
I don't know.
Well, being a producer is not easy, and I will say,
two guys talking
in this whole world of radio, producers do have to do like a lot more than we used to with the digital stuff. And I'm not going to get into it. That's boring.
Like YouTube and all that.
All that crap. Yeah, it's not just hitting a button on the board. There's seven other buttons you got to hit at the same time. But you know, we're all just trying to work our way up to talking on the air, and apparently, Buck just wants to skip right over the producer part. I don't know.
Now
that was a bit of a shot.
I feel like there was a
bit of a shot.
That was a little kidney shot.
That's
fire. A rabbit punch.
I wish we all could, but it's just not possible for some.
See, I love
not trying to shoot anybody in the kids.
I love Bokey too, or Bucky. Bokey. Bruce Bokey, Buckley,
that
guy.
What the hell is going on over there?
I don't know.
I love Buck. He's one of the best guys we've ever had on our show. Yeah. And, everything I ask him to do, he does, and he does well. It's just, I don't know, there's like the some part of the show that apparently I'm not privy to.
Yeah, and then people get pissed about it.
I don't know.
Apparently, Harley on the YouTube chat says that Buck never unmutes the Joey interview, and that pisses him right off. You do get a lot of that.
See, it's things like that.
Yeah, I think sometimes the YouTube stuff slips through the cracks or
unmutes.
Whatever. Yeah, so like the interview just goes and that the people on YouTube can't hear it.
He's probably doing that on purpose to piss Harley off.
It wouldn't shock
me. I mean, to his defense, I've forgotten to unmute a segment here or there too. You just kind of get wrapped up in what you're doing.
Yeah, because they have to mute it when
that can't happen
on break. So otherwise you'd hear us.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. I'm a freak. I try as soon as we get something set up in here, I'm like, okay, muscle memory.
The Vancouver Ford text line is in and it's just simply it's Buck's white privilege. I mean that's
he said Buck is just doing this as a hobby. Expected input equals expected outcome.
God, there we go. Right here. I love Buck. F the haters. So
Thank
Buckley.
You. Me too. Yes. I love Buck too. Yes. F the haters.
Well, Buck's just a fun name. You can't hate Buck.
Ryan Buckley's great.
If you know one Buck, you know them all. It's like knowing a Bill. That's a salt of the earth.
I will say one thing that is true of both Buck and I. Neither of us has been handed anything in this business. And I know he shows up and works his ass off every day. I know it. I see it. So
good recovery, Schultz, after taking shots at him.
Solid. Whatever. I'm saying I would love to skip the producer part and become a host as well. Like, let me throw my name into that convo, but it's just, just kind of the wish mindset.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Schultz is a real go-getter.
We know.
I've talked to the right guys about it. It ain't happening.
I've never seen a bulldog quite like one Jordan Schultz.
He's not taking no for an answer.
No, he is not.
I dig it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get going here. We will start with NFL, Ravens Chiefs. We've got Packers Eagles tonight, where they're both wearing green in a stadium where you're not supposed to wear green.
Apparently.
Very weird.
I don't know.
But let's start there.
Some good fear-mongering on a foreign country. That's always a nice thing.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So looking at the AQI, Air Quality Index.
Mm-hmm. What do we got?
We are 12th worst air quality index in the world right now.
Well, we're not top 10. I mean...
Sound the alarms.
Is 12 that bad?
We're the worst in the United States.
It was worse this morning.
Look, I don't think 12's that bad.
No.
This is important,
no, because
right?
Do you remember when we really were hit with the wildfire smoke a couple years ago, remember that, during COVID and the whole thing, and basically the world was ending?
Sure.
Or at least it seemed like it.
Yeah.
We were number one in the world.
Yeah.
That was bad.
By the way, 12 right now is Miami and Tennessee. There's nothing wrong with being Miami and Tennessee.
No, we're 12.
Yeah.
I'm looking right here.
That's what I'm saying. No, like, in the college bowl. We're the equivalent of, the Hurricanes
or the
Vols.
We're the upstart Miami Hurricanes.
We're fine.
With Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, I'll take it. Or in the other poll, if you'd like, Tennessee, we're the Vols. I'm okay with that.
We're at a 94. You know, the worst in the world right now is Congo.
Ooh. Yeah.
229.
Yeah, you don't want that. I showed you the photo. My buddy was flying in from overseas, and he got a great photo. He says that the fire is about 150 miles southeast of Portland. And he got an unbelievable photo from his airplane of that thing.
It looks like a ring of fire.
Yeah, that's a great photo. Again, sorry to anyone that's dealing with that right now, but that's a kick-ass photo. It's like something out of Lord of the Rings.
All right, here is, let's get to some polls.
Yeah.
We're going to do some polls here.
Oh, I love
the
poll.
You chose better than this.
Not really.
We're going to get to some polls. The poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. Please go vote. Vote hard. Yesterday we asked you, Chiefs have won 3 Super Bowls in 5 seasons. What will it take for you to consider them a dynasty? The people have spoken loudly. 63% say they already do.
Yeah. And that was me.
25% say one more in the next 1 to 3 years. 9% say a few more, and just 3% said must span multiple eras. And today's poll question along those same lines, if not KC, who wins the Super Bowl? Ravens, Niners, Lions, or other?
Oh.
Vote hard.
That is mine. I mean, I said that if I'm eliminating the Niners and the Chiefs, because they're the two best rosters in the NFL, and those are too easy to pick, then in the NFC, to me, it's a coin flip between the Lions and the Packers. And then out east, I think it's a little more complicated in the AFC, because to me, I think it's Baltimore and Cincinnati. And it's weird that both of my kind of Super Bowl champs come from the same division, right? You got Baltimore and Cincy, and then with the Lions and the Pack. And I think there's a couple more contenders that I think in the AFC. Like, I think Buffalo could really do something. I know some people like Houston, but that would be my four if I had to eliminate San Francisco and Kansas City.
Well, you have to pick one though. The there's only four options: Baltimore, San Francisco, Detroit, or other.
I will say that the Baltimore line didn't give me any, like, that was my big concern about Baltimore, and week one, it didn't alleviate any of those concerns. So I guess I it's based on that, and you know, it's week one, but I'll take Baltimore and give me Detroit. Give me Baltimore and Detroit.
You're voting twice.
Well, no, because in your Detroit's not an option.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well then
Baltimore, San Francisco, Detroit, or other. Please try to pay attention.
Sorry. You know what, then? Screw you. I'm taking Cincinnati.
So you're going other?
Yeah, I'm going to take the other.
Okay. We finally got there. Yeah. Yeah, the Ravens.
Basically, I don't have a good. We've had one game.
It's the NFL.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
I mean, the Chiefs looked awesome.
Yeah.
When I say looked awesome, they had their mistakes, mm-hmm. but their defense, dude. So you, when you talk about the Ravens' offensive line, I thought what was interesting about them is, yes, the Chiefs were getting after Lamar, mm-hmm. but Lamar was doing a pretty good job of dancing around and making plays.
Yep.
So, but yes, I mean, that's concerning for Baltimore, but if there were a statue back there, statue quarterback back there,
a death sentence.
Oh my God, that guy would have gotten roasted last night.
But that's my fear is, and I think this is what Lamar was saying into the playoffs. I just don't think that you can hold up playing that way for 17 weeks into the postseason.
He took a lot of hits
and he was running the ball a lot, and he looked great. I mean, he was their best option. And look, it's week one, and they're going to have to find a way to marry Derrick Henry into that game, because he really is an I-formation downhill guy. You saw in the second half that he was basically on the sidelines because they needed to throw the ball. The run game wasn't working. They weren't going to commit to it. So, I mean, look, there's a lot of time to kind of get this thing worked out, but you know, I think it's interesting that in the clutch moments, it's not Derrick Henry that was back there. It was Justice Hill. Also, too, I don't know if I've ever seen this in the NFL, in football in general. This was just mind-blowing to me. Now that Aaron Donald is gone, there is it's not much of a debate. Chris Jones is the best defensive lineman in the NFL. And when it mattered the most in that drive, the two of the final snaps of the game, they had Justice Hill. They had their running back one-on-one on the outside with Chris Jones. And I guess it kind of worked out. I mean, he put pressure, but he didn't actually get there. I would love to sit in a meeting. There's no way that had to be a blown. That had to be a blown assignment. There's just no way they lined up and Chris Jones was playing a wide nine technique, like rushing way outside. There's just no way that they went into the huddle and said, "All right, hey, Hill, you got this? He's at 95. I want you to go block him." And not cut him, actually try to block him. I think one play, Chris Jones was actually stunned and kind of stopped pass rushing, thinking that something, like maybe it was a screen or something.
That stuff happens.
Boy, it blew my mind.
Are we certain this Baltimore offensive coordinator is any good?
No, I'm not.
Because
I didn't love the game plan in this one either.
Yeah, and they still almost. I mean,
still almost did.
We all knew that Harbaugh was going to go for two.
Yep.
If they scored, and he was already holding up the two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a toe nail from winning that game.
Yeah.
They really were. So we shouldn't be too hard on them.
Well, at least they were a toenail away from going to win the game.
Having a shot to win the game, yeah.
By the way, I think even though that was out of bounds, and even though the Ravens are being little bitches, they're literally...
Now, why do you say that?
After the game, Lamar Jackson, likely, and there were like two other guys literally said that call shouldn't have been overturned.
Why?
His toe was on the line. It was
close, but it was clear.
Exactly. Like, they're literally being like, no, that's ridiculous. That call can't be over. I'm like, what do you mean it can't be? Huh. It's as close as you can get, but it wasn't even a thing. Like, once they zoomed in on you, like, oh yeah, he's out of bounds. So I hate when it's a clear call. There is no debate. And yet the Ravens are still saying that somehow they got screwed out of it. I mean, get out of here. And then Likely said, who, by the way, had a phenomenal.
He's nice.
He's
nice.
Nice
player.
He's a nice player. And we saw this last year, and he's just going to keep emerging. And between him and, like, you're going to have two of the more dynamic tight ends in the NFL in this offense. So they're going to be just fine. But I hate it afterwards where Likely dropped a, this is the worst we're ever going to play. So if that's the best Kansas City has, they're in trouble come playoff time. You just lost again, and now you're talking S. Like, it just,
yeah, that's a no upside proclamation.
Just shut up and be like, hey, it was a close game between two great teams.
This is why people have coach speak.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Both teams played hard.
It was
pull Rasheed Wallace.
It was kind of ridiculous.
Well, look, it was a great game, great finish, and yes, he was out of bounds, but I mean, that's as close as it gets.
Yes.
Sometimes you have plays where it's like you really can't tell. Was he? Wasn't he? That one he was, but it was close.
He got Kevin Garnett, or not Kevin Garnett. That was the Kevin Durant. He got, if he wore a size 12 instead of a 13, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
I still think
cut off a toe.
Yeah. Even though that didn't count, they still should have allowed them to line up and go for two, just because we could have seen what happened. I feel like we were robbed. I wanted to see that 2-point conversion.
Just for funsies?
What, yeah. Like run the river in Texas Hold'em after you fold it? Yeah,
they should have just been like, exactly. Flip the card, be like, hey guys, I know this doesn't count, but America and the world really wants to see this 2-point conversion, so can we just run the play? That way we could have seen what would have happened. When he started holding up two, I was like, yes.
Was there anything better? Is there anything better than a 2-point conversion no time left?
Just the balls going on the road and Jim Harbaugh just being like,
so fun.
Or I guess it was John Harbaugh, not
John,
Jim.
Yeah.
Maybe Jim called him in his head and was like, hey, don't be a candy ass. Go for two.
Well, Lamar,
I wanted that 2-point conversion.
He missed he had the guy wide open. Well, twice. Like two plays before.
Yeah. It's rough.
Bum.
It's that stinks. And I like Lamar. I like him more than a lot of people, and I think he catches a lot of unnecessary flack. Yeah, it's hard to defend. It is, because he missed the Likely in the corner, and then this was the other one that I didn't like after the game. I mentioned some of the Ravens players saying that call should have been overturned when clearly it should have. Lamar said after the game that he wasn't trying to throw the ball to Zay Flowers. And that,
who was he trying to throw it to?
I think it was Bateman. He said he thought he was going to sit down. And I was like, I went back and watched that thing like 10 different times. Stop it. You
missed
him.
What's up with the Ravens?
I didn't like it.
In their own little, in their own world, aren't they?
I mean, look, Lamar, what are you doing, man? Really? Go back and watch that play and tell me you weren't throwing the ball to Zay Flowers. Like you were, you missed him. And I would rather him just stand up and be like, hey, you know, I got to be better in those situations. There were two plays and I didn't make them. He did redeem himself. That throw he had at the end, it's as good a throw as you can make. It just, you know, it was out by a toe.
What if the guy was it Likely?
Yeah.
That caught the last
one? Or Likely caught the last one and he was the intended one in the corner.
Yeah, what if he wore white shoes?
Nah, it still wouldn't have
worked. Still, you don't think it would have worked?
Nah, I mean, it was as close as you can get, but his toe was on the line. And they say, I guess it would have had to be overturned, but normally what they do in that is they make it where you have to see green in between your toe and the...
Oh, so it's out, even if it's like... If there's no green, it's out?
That is usually the standard. Yeah. And now, remember, they called it a touchdown, so it would have to have been conclusive that it got overturned. So I don't know if you hadn't seen it, but that is normally what they do, is can you see green in between your toe and the line. If he had white shoes, yeah, people are saying that you can still see it. By the way, those shoes, those were fire. Those are the old Dion shoes.
Yeah.
Dude, those things are kick ass.
They got a lot of TV time, didn't they?
Yeah, they should. Like Nike somewhere is like, ha-ha.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I can't wear those shoes because I'm a middle 40 white guy, but I'd buy those shoes. Those shoes were great.
All right, y'all. Poll question, it's up. It's on X at 1080 The Fan. Vote hard. Packers Eagles, will we get the same game tonight in Brazil? We'll talk about that next. Here is Schulte. So, great game last night. Ravens Chiefs, good stuff. And we turn right back around tonight and we have more NFL.
A great one too. I mean, Packers Birds. I mean, it doesn't probably get better than Chiefs Ravens right now in the NFL, but dude, Birds Pack, it's pretty close second.
So this one's Peacock?
Yesterday was Peacock.
Yeah, it's Peacock.
Is this tonight. Both?
No, yesterday was NBC and Peacock. Tonight it is just Peacock.
Just Peacock. By the way,
much like the Ducks game.
Yeah, 29 million people tuned into that thing last night.
Yeah. Is that a little low for the NFL?
It peaked at 33.
That sounds pretty damn good to me.
33 million people were in the third quarter and into the fourth. 33 million households.
So I was reading
were tuned into that thing.
So this game's in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you in a minute. You may be wondering why the hell they're allowed to play on a Friday night, because
that's usually high school football.
Well, there's a law stating that
it's like an antitrust law thing or whatever.
But there is a reason why they're able to play this game, which I'll tell you about. But I was reading in the Wall Street Journal today. They said that any NFL fan who wants access to every snap this season, you're going to have to pay close to $1,000.
Really?
If you want every game. Now, that's a little bit misleading, because the NFL, the flip side is actually a pretty good argument. The NFL claims that it's the most fan-friendly model yet, because every local game is 100% free in their market.
Yeah.
And basically, we're talking about 15% of games. Like 85% of games are on network TV, mostly CBS and Fox or NBC.
And that was the billion-dollar thing that got overturned, the DirecTV one, is they said, look, yeah, maybe our premium package, but there is no more free sport out there than the NFL. That is true.
But
the judge agreed.
If you want every game, that is technically true. You'll have to pay close to $1,000 because there are 272 total games. Mm-hmm. Only 20 are on exclusive platforms. So you're going to have Netflix games. Like the Christmas games are on Netflix.
Yeah.
Peacock has this one tonight and
Amazon,
a couple of others.
Obviously on
and
Thursday.
Then, yeah, Thursday Night Football is exclusively on Amazon. So you have to get all three of those. Plus, you have to get all the other games. And if you did that, you'd be paying close to a G.
Or you could get them for free, or spend a couple bucks and maybe go online and order a little box that takes care of that for you. I mean, there's ways.
Yeah, Red Zone. I don't need to watch every second of every game, but if I pay 15, 20 bucks a month, I got Red Zone every week.
Well, I think that's most people. I don't know who.
I'm not spending $1,000.
Well, but I don't know who needs to see every single game. Like, that just doesn't.
Well, I mean, those people are out there. But if you're that person.
Yeah, but not many of them.
If you're that person, then you're going to pay up no matter what. You're always that person, you know, that's fine. If you want to be the obsessive guy, then, you know, knock yourself out.
But they did say, so I was curious to find out. So Thursday Night Football has been on Amazon for a couple years now.
This is three, right? It's the third year?
I think 2022, this maybe the third year, yeah. And
because when we first moved into the building, that's the first year they did. I remember we were watching it from Cooley's office.
Their ratings are down from when it was on Fox, but they said that 23 million people watched. So the Chiefs Dolphins last playoff game last year was exclusively on Peacock.
Yeah.
They said 23 million people watched that game.
It's a lot of people.
I mean, for a exclusively streaming app that at that time maybe was a little newer and not as many people had. Yes. That's incredible.
Yes.
But the Amazon Thursday Night Football ratings are still down from before when they switched from Fox.
But I think it's one of those things, too. I know with Amazon, and we all make a big deal out of ratings, but the only reason that ratings exist is so that you can sell your product to companies. And I don't know how much more of a premium the NFL can sell. I mean, what does Amazon pay per game? I mean, it's ridiculous. And for Amazon, it works. There was that internal memo that got leaked the day they launched the Thursday Night Football, and it was Kansas City. Was it Kansas City, Buffalo? Was that the
Thursday night?
Last year?
No,
the very first one that they did. The very first Thursday night football
game. The first Prime.
The first Thursday Amazon night. Prime game. I want to say it was Kansas City, Buffalo. It was a big matchup. They said that day was the largest single Amazon Prime sign-up day in history. So whether it's 22, whether it's 28, whether it's 19, dude, these streaming providers are paying through the nose, and they're going to continue to pay through the nose, because the NFL and sports in general, but specifically the NFL, is the one thing that people are still watching live in droves, and it never disappoints. So, I mean, I doubt that Amazon is sitting there right now thinking to themselves, oh, we're down a little bit from when it started. We're going to get a bargain. No, you won't. The NFL is not giving out bargains.
And one thing streaming offers as opposed to like traditional or terrestrial television is like accuracy of ratings. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it is like kind of a guesstimate. It's not like an exact number when you hear if it's on NBC, how many millions of people watched it.
Absolutely.
But if I tune into Peacock, I at Peacock's headquarters have the exact numbers down to the zip code where every single person watched and for how long.
Well,
so
TVs,
streaming is so much better for the advertisers as well.
Well, you don't have the number of people, but you have the number of televisions that are tuned in. But yes, I do believe that number is more accurate.
You asked how much is Amazon paying per game?
Yeah.
On average, yeah. $58.8 million
yeah.
per game
yeah.
for and Thursday Night Football.
And I promise you, regardless of what those numbers are, fluctuate up, fluctuating down, the NFL isn't coming to them and be like, hey, we're going to cut you a break next time.
But for one playoff game, it's about triple that. So it's about $180 million.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
And by the way, there's no shortage of people that want to be involved in this. You don't want to pay the freight? Cool. Someone else will. Even with the NBA, which is like, dude, it's not even in the same stratosphere as the NFL. TNT was like, yeah, we want it. We're going to match that offer. And the NBA was like, yeah, no, we're going to give it to these people over here and we'll sue you if you try to stop it. I mean, I just, maybe the bubble eventually bursts, but I've yet to see it. When it comes to live sports and even like the WNBA and stuff getting into it now in the Olympics, I mean, it's just drawing huge eyeballs at a time when we're struggling to get people to tune into stuff.
All right, coming up next, who's wearing green tonight? And how is this game allowed on a high school football Friday night? It's Isaac and Souk on the Fan. Packers Eagles tonight. Good little ball game.
Yeah.
I don't know who to pick. I have a pick'em league.
Yeah.
Philly favored by 2.5. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna flip a coin.
I'm gonna take the pack. I mean, Philly's a really, really good roster. I don't know. I just the Sirianni thing. I think both really talented rosters, both with something to prove, and I think I'm just betting on Green Bay's coaching staff. I didn't like the way Philly played even at the start of the year when they went 10-1. They were white knuckling out of those games, and then it was an unmitigated disaster at the end. I've never seen a collapse quite like it in the NFL, and I know everyone's singing Kumbaya, but I don't know. I think Hurts and Sirianni still have trust issues, revamp coaching staff. So I'm gonna just lean Green Bay on this one.
Yeah, I tend to think that, you know, I don't know if it factors into this game at all, but I tend to think that quarterbacks that pop like Jordan Love did or Stroud, maybe Caleb Williams this year, if he does, or whomever, the rookies, I tend to think it's just not a straight ascension to being awesome.
Sure.
In other words, the league adjusts to you, and I wonder about Jordan Love this year.
Yeah.
Because, did he flip the script on his narrative.
Yep.
And rightly so. I mean, he did a great job, but I don't think it's quite that easy in this league to just all of a sudden I'm really good and I can't be stopped. Like Stroud you know, and Love's one of these. So I love LaFleur too. I think head coaching matchup goes to Green Bay, but it's just so hard to know what these teams are
exactly
early in the season.
And even like with yesterday with Baltimore and Kansas City, you can't say definitively that one of those teams is better than the other one. I mean, Kansas City keeps, you know, nicking them by a hair, but I mean, just like any other good NFL game, it comes down to two or three plays. And I'm expecting this to be the same thing. I don't think either one of these teams is going to blow the other out. I think when you get down to, you know, top 10 rosters in the NFL, this is just going to be a heavyweight fight. It's going to come down to, you know, maybe a rookie making a play, a couple things to watch there. And again, which quarterback, like, you mentioned like the quarterback ascension thing. That's Jalen Hurts. Like Jalen Hurts comes out, has an unbelievable year.
Exactly.
MVP type year. Damn near leads the team to the Super Bowl. Fantastic. And then last year comes out with the big contract. And let's be honest, Jalen Hurts was not very good last year. He was dealing with some injuries, nicked up. And so now Hurts has something to prove. Love comes out, very uneven first half of the season. But the last, 9 to 10 games, including the playoffs, he was arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. So again, that's kind of that roller coaster that you're talking about. Does Hurts bounce back or does Love take a step back? I think that is one of the more intriguing storylines to watch here at the start of the season.
New OC in Philly? Is that right?
Yeah, I think they overhauled everything.
Yeah. All right, well, should be fun. Now, this game being on a Friday night, you may be going, well, wait a minute, what about high school football? I thought the NFL couldn't play on Fridays. Well, they can't, technically.
There's a loophole.
Yeah, well, it's called the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961.
Yeah, it's where they got together for antitrust laws so they could collectively bargain.
Yep. And the law states that there can be no pro football games on Friday nights after 6 p.m. or any Saturday from the second weekend of September through the second weekend of December. And, of course, as you probably noticed there, the second weekend of September is when that begins.
Yes.
So well, we're before that.
We had early Labor Day, and so this is the first Friday in September. And they said it won't happen again for several years. So
the NFL knew they could play on this day, and they went over to Brazil. And
someone asked about the Black Friday game that they did. They actually got around that because they started it at noon Eastern time.
Again, before or after 6 p.m.
Yes.
It says in there.
Yes. So they started it early. So you can, there are a couple ways to do it, but for the most part, yes. When they got together to collectively bargain, Congress basically said, and you know, there was just a bunch of rural dudes in Congress that were like, I want my high school football. And the NFL was like, sure, we'll stay away from that. But I love that they look ahead years ahead into the schedule and like, yeah, I got this one here, circle this, and there you go.
Now, the other thing about this game, we talked about this when it first was announced, that in that stadium where the footy team plays in Sao Paulo, Sao Paulo?
I believe you are correct.
Sao Paulo?
Yeah, Sao Paulo.
Yeah, Sao Paulo. That team hates green because their rival wears green. And Brazil, so you are not allowed to wear green in that stadium.
Brazil takes their soccer very seriously.
And of course, I don't know if you know this, but the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles are both green.
Yes.
Well, they said that the Packers have no choice. They will have green in their uniforms tonight, but they're the away team.
Yeah.
So a lot of the home fans there are technically rooting against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Philly will not wear green.
What are they wearing black?
Being the home team, yes. They're saying that they're going to wear, where was it? I had it here. They're going to wear black helmets, white jerseys, and black pants.
Okay.
And that's the same palette as the Corinthians.
So the entire stadium will be rooting for the Birds.
I mean, they're the home team, and they're the ones not wearing green. So, yeah, I mean, I think if you're just a Brazilian going to the game, like, hey, let's go check out some American football.
Yeah.
You're not going to like the Packers wearing green. You're going to boo the Packers.
Oh, I mean, that's just...
Because they're wearing white, yellow, and green.
Yeah. So much has been made of this, and then I saw a bunch of the fear-mongering. Even some of the players were talking about it, like they're going to get robbed and shot, and I hate fear-mongering.
Oh, yeah, they were saying they weren't supposed to leave their hotels and stuff.
For God's sakes.
Well, like they're pulling, like, Ryan Lotkes? Like, what?
Wait, what'd he do?
Remember?
Oh, he got robbed. That's right.
He faked getting robbed. He said he got robbed.
That was in Brazil, wasn't it?
Yeah, during the Rio Olympics, he got robbed at gunpoint, but they found out, it was just a bunch of swimmers being jackasses and getting asked to leave a place.
Well, but here's
the thing. Yeah. Like, all of my jiu-jitsu professors that are all from Brazil, and they go back there all the time, and they even tell you, there are places in Brazil that you do not want to go.
Yeah.
Like, you do not go hang out in the favelas. Like, that is the, they have entire kind of communities poor that are run by gangs.
Gangs, yeah.
But here's the thing. Don't go. That's like saying there's parts of Chicago that you wouldn't go to. Yeah, no S. And so I hate whenever something like this happens and then athletes are like, well, I can't take my phone out and I can't wear my Rolex and I can't go where I want to go. That the same thing goes in New York. The same thing goes. Like, would you want to wander around the Lloyd Center at 2 a.m? Because I wouldn't.
I've literally been to Sao Paulo and Rio. Both are great places.
It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The fear mongering. The same thing goes on anytime you talk about going to Mexico. Oh, you're going to get trafficked. Just get bent, okay? It's a wonderful community down there. There's wonderful people. Is there a crime? Is there problems? Yes. Just like every other country. Don't be a jackass. Don't be out at 4 a.m. By the way, Ricky Pearsall got shot in the middle of the afternoon in the nicest part of San Francisco. He was in Union Square if you've ever been down to Union Square over the last little bit, they have a cop on every corner in Union Square. There is a police officer. He was leaving a Louis Vuitton store. That's the safest place in San Francisco, and a 17-year-old kid shot him. So, like, stop with these players are going to get murdered in Brazil if they leave their hotel room. Go away.
I have a Ryan Lochte update.
That douche?
Ryan Lochte, he almost died in a car crash.
Really?
Did you know that?
Went recently or, like, before?
Yeah, he posted recently about a 9-month recovery after a near-fatal car accident.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's now... He looks, he doesn't even look, you wouldn't even recognize him. He's got gray hair and.
Well, and he probably doesn't have to swim.
He's just a dad now.
Yeah.
He's got three kids and a wife, and he's very grateful to be alive. He almost died.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. He looks.
He just looks like a dad.
Yeah, he looks like a normal dude.
What? Mind blown.
Well, I mean, you think about, is there a better conditioned person in the world than an Olympic swimmer? I mean, these dudes are like.
There's not an ounce of fat on.
No, and they're like eating like 12,000 calories a day. They're in that damn pool for 6 hours a day, and then you get done, you know, he's like a normal dude. But that's still, like, while I'm glad that he's not dead, I still think he's like one of the least likable celebrities that have come along in a long time.
He's just extraordinarily dumb.
Yes.
But, you know, he parlayed that into some money and
he did,
won a couple golds.
And I think he did Dancing with the Stars and he had a stupid reality show.
He probably means well. All right, we have the courage to begin speculating next on The Fan.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.